Hi Mama, today we are talking about all or nothing thinking because I see with my clients just how often we go into this. It's really great for excuses like the thought, I can't do what I want to do for me because everything will fall apart if I do. And it's great for confirming that what we're feeling is correct when we experience motherhood as a crushing responsibility. And it's great for keeping us small with a thought like, none of that is meant for someone like me. But most of all, it's great for showing us where we're most afraid. And we want to love our all or nothing thinking for that. We want to have so much compassion for ourselves when we think this way. And we want to learn to understand this way of thinking so that we can give ourselves the choice to continue with it or not, depending on whether we want to allow it to continue to be in the driver's seat of our lives, stopping us from doing what we know we want to do. So let's dive in. Hi, Mama, and welcome to Stay Up Full Motherhood. Do you want to be present with your kids and light yourself up pursuing your passion without adding more to your plate? Are you tired of waiting for one day when to finally have time for you? Are you sick of making decisions dictated by your to-do list and still struggling to get it all done? I'm Jo, mum of three and life coach for stay-at-home mums, and I spent 7 years telling myself everything else had to get done first before I could start the blog I'd always wanted. I believed there just wasn't enough time for me, and that even if there was, I'd struggle to have the energy and focus to do it anyway. Until I found a way to stop being busy doing all the things and instead prioritise getting what matters done. And now I'm sharing what I've learned with you. So take a deep breath in, remind yourself you're worth the effort, and breathe into your knowing that you are capable of everything you decide you want for yourself. So all or nothing thinking is not wrong in any way. These are not thoughts that we have to get rid of or to judge ourselves for. But what they are is an indicator that there is something we know is meant for us alongside our motherhood. Something we're feeling pulled towards and that we're afraid to do. Because when all or nothing thinking comes up, we know that our brains are kicking into emergency gear because they can sense the danger of exposure to something new and unfamiliar, and so they're just going to throw all of the most extreme and often outrageous thoughts at us to keep us stuck exactly where we are now. And there are two reasons why our brains want to do this. All your brain ever wants is to, firstly, keep you safely alive, and secondly, conserve energy. That's it. It doesn't actually care one bit about your happiness or fulfillment or anything else. So all or nothing thinking achieves both of these things, keeps you alive, conserves energy, very, very nicely. We have to remember that we still have that primitive part of our brain that's wired for survival. And back when every single day was about actual survival, thinking in these black and white terms served us very, very well. Berries were either poisonous or not. Animals were either predators or not. We wanted to think this way because it kept us alive. This thinking also, very importantly, as I said, conserves our energy, which way back when was necessary so that we could be ready for the next possible predator attack. It conserves energy very effectively because everything is limited to just two things. It's either one thing or it's the other. But the thing is, we are not boxes. We are complex, and situations we find ourselves in are nuanced. But taking all of the nuances into consideration, of course, takes a lot of energy. It takes way less energy for our brains to think, I can or I can't, it's possible or it's not, everything's great or everything is falling apart. We're wired not to look at things in their uniqueness each and every time. We just want to tidily file things away quickly and efficiently. But the problem is that for us, This is not really an efficient way of thinking at all, because we very much struggle to stay in those neat little boxes because of our natural longing for growth and because of the desire we have to see things as possible and available to us. We want to see things that way. We feel vibrant and alive when we see ourselves in choice, when we see ourselves to be trapped into very limited options that have been laid out for us by someone or something else, we then find ourselves just stuck playing this role that we never wanted to audition for in the first place. So it's really great awareness to see that this all or nothing thinking is showing up for very good reason. The brain is actually sensing that we're going to start to try something new and something unfamiliar that may not be safe for us. We have to remember that we have no actual evidence that the thing we want to try, this new thing, is safe for us at all. And so your brain is going to try its best to shout things at you in very black and white terms to get you to stop taking any action at all. This is why you can feel a pull to do something. You feel that pull in your body. But if you wait more than, say, a second to actually do the thing, then reason will start to kick in and it will tell you all the reasons why you absolutely should not do this. So my favourite thought I've had in a situation like this is when my brain told me, it was 3 years ago now, that we could not move across the country from Chicago to Charlotte because it just would not be fair on our elderly cat. Or actually it was telling me that it wouldn't be possible to move with her being so very, very old. But it was possible. The cat was fine and she seems to be very happy in the warmer weather now. So the way to quiet your shouty all or nothing brain is to provide it with disconfirming experiences that prove to your brain that what it believes to be true about what's safe for you is not in fact true at all. You have to prove to it that you can do what you want to do and basically not die. You got to prove to it that you do, in fact, survive it. All it takes is one disconfirming experience. Your brain may, of course, still shout at you after that, but its resolve will be much weaker because it knows that you've already done this thing and that, well, you're still here and that you're still very much alive. Being willing to create these new experiences for yourself that are totally outside your comfort zone also helps your brain to let go of the illusion that you can ever have certainty and total control of your life. Because things, of course, may not go exactly as you want them to. Even after you've done all the work to move with your fear that you have of doing this new and unfamiliar thing, instead of letting that fear stop you, even after all that work, you still might not get the result that you want. And that is okay. When your brain offers the, see, you should never have even tried, which obviously is very all or nothing thinking, you can be ready for it, you can expect it, and you can be in the knowing that this is something you want to keep going with. And you can allow yourself to be in the belief that you absolutely can do this. Because you just know that this thing is meant for you in some way. And more you do the thing, and more you learn about yourself as you do it, the more you realise that this can be about getting to where you want to be, yes, of course, and it can also be about getting to experience all the stages of your journey as you take action towards it, moving more and more towards who you truly are as you do, and discovering what it's like for you to not make yourself wrong for any perceived failures along the way. In other words, it truly is the taking part that counts. It's the fact that you are putting yourself in these arenas that you want to be in, rather than ignoring that pull you feel in your body. And when you do this, when you ignore, this can only ever move you further and further away from yourself and who you truly are. Okay, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Come sign up for a free 30-minute discovery call with me at my website, joyfulmamacoaching.com, joyful with two L's and M-A-M-A, so that we can get you moving into your most esteemed self, where you believe that you can create whatever it is you want for yourself. This is what I offer in my 12-week coaching program, and I have spots open now for May. Okay, it's time for me to go dance into the kitchen to this week's song, which is I Go to Extremes by Billy Joel. I hope you'll go play it and dance to it too. Till next Tuesday, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.